Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, where we showcase women-owned businesses in Metro Atlanta. At People You Need to Know, we lead the way in helping women grow their business by promoting them in our magazine, in our newspaper, and online. In addition, we give our clients world-class recognition at numerous business expos and women's events throughout Metro Atlanta. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the First Ladies Charity Brunch. My guest today is a native of Newark, New Jersey, and a graduate of Clayton State University. In 1991, she started Kim McNair Productions, LLC, an event planning and marketing firm specializing in fundraising and charity events, new business launches, and special events. We are honored, extremely honored, to have on the phone today a woman who is a member of the International Special Events Society, Miss Kim McNair. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful, wonderful, blessed.
All right. Are you ready to talk about the First Ladies Charity Brunch?
Yes, yes. I'm so excited. I'm glad. Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready to
Let's get right into it, okay? Tell our listeners, what is the First Ladies Charity?
Well, the First Ladies Charity Brunch is a event that will showcase top business women, community leaders, entrepreneurs, educators from the surrounding communities to come together and network, break bread, and be able to just kind of talk across the table and share ideas and things that we can take back into our communities.
Well, Kim, we know you are an extremely busy lady, so please tell us, what inspired you to produce the First Ladies Charity Brunch?
You know, as an event planner, I meet so many amazing people across the globe as I go out and I work with different charities and different groups and organizations, and I have met so many powerful women that are doing things in their areas for the first time. And I said, you know what, we have to come together. We just have to continue to come together so we can share knowledge and wisdom and be able to do the things that we need to do. So that is what inspired me to bring this together and to come together. And we're all first ladies within what we do. So this is how it kind of all started. And, of course, we are going to be honoring some wonderful women as well.
All right. Well, is this your first time hosting the First Ladies Charity Brunch in Atlanta?
Yes, it is. This is my first time. I am coming from Orlando, Florida, here to the Atlanta area. I've been here about 4 years. But, yes, this is our first time hosting it here. We're so excited. The reception has been well received. Everyone's really excited about coming out and being a part of it. So this is going to be amazing.
An amazing event. I'm sorry?
This is going to be an amazing event.
All right. Well, who are some of the women you will be honoring at the charity brunch?
Well, we're going to have about 8 honorees, but I'll just mention a couple here. One of our honorees we're going to be honoring is Charlie McCracken. She's actually the executive director of the Decorum Group, which is the charity that we will be benefiting at the charity brunch. And she's also the author of The Women of WOW. She's doing some amazing things with our youth with the Decorum Group. And, you know, helping them with social skills and self-esteem and just helping the at-risk children to be more developed and be able to go out and do the things that they need to do to be productive citizens in our community. Another young lady we're going to be honoring is Marie Antoinette. She's kind of known as the Queen of Texting. And she, a lot of people say, wow, but, you know, Marie is very knowledgeable when it comes to mobile marketing solutions. She builds apps. A woman that's out here building apps, you know, you need an app for this, an app for that. Well, Marie Antoinette is the one that makes that happen. And she's also the founder of her own foundation called Todd. It's T-O-A-D-D, Toad, and it's texting, her texting organization against distracted driving. So, again, just bringing awareness to that, to be responsible while driving, and I'm really excited to have Antoinette as one of our honorees. And one other young lady, and like I said, I can't mention everyone, but this is another young lady, Dr. Ada Winfrey. She is doing some amazing things. She's a psychologist, a mental health doctor, and she teaches mental health through hip-hop. How about that? And, I mean, she has a great curriculum called HYPE, and it's healing young people through empowerment. And she's just traveling across the United States teaching this. She's been, I mean, she has a book. She's nationally known. She's been on various talk shows. She was featured in Jet not too long ago. And these are women that are right here in Atlanta, in our community, and there's so many more. So, like I said, I can't touch everybody. I mean, we have some amazing women we're going to be honoring, so I'm excited.
Well, you know, something I have to note that the queen of texting, Marie Antoinette, is one of our clients who's featured in People You Need to Know magazine as well.
Yes, she is.
So
yes,
we only
she
have
is.
Great things to say about Miss Marie Antoinette. So when, where, and what time does this event take place?
Well, the event is going to be Saturday, July 23rd. Doors open at 10:30. It's at 11 a.m. It's going to be at the Lovejoy Community Center in the Grand Hall. Lovejoy, the city of Lovejoy, they redid the community center they have, and they have a beautiful room, and we're going to just go in there and just make things happen and just do business. But it's going to be there, and people can, you know, go online to register to be a part of it. They can go to my website, which is www.mcnairproductions.com. Go to upcoming events and click right in and reserve their seat or table. But it will be at the Lovejoy Community Center, 1622 Hastings Bridge Road, Lovejoy, Georgia.
Now, why Lovejoy? Just out of curiosity.
Well, I live near Lovejoy. I'm in the south side of Atlanta. And just because they've been doing some really, really, they're kind of like a thriving, and they've upcoming community, a city that is really dedicated to growing the community and prospering their community, and just said, hey, I think this will be a good spot. It's right off of Terra Boulevard, not far from the Motor Speedway. Everybody know where that is. And I just said, hey, well, let's do it here. And I've done some other events there. So they received me well, and I always try to do what I can there.
Now, how many of those eight women are from that area? I think it's Henry County, isn't that correct?
They're actually Clayton County, but they're right on the Henry County line.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. So how many ladies?
Go ahead.
No, you said how many ladies from this area, this community?
On the south side of town.
On the south side. Actually, I think all but one.
So that just says there's a lot of exciting things going on the south side of Atlanta.
Yes, it is. I mean, Diana Galloway is another. She's the first. She's one of the first African-American female flight crews for ASA right down here on the south side.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us a little bit about your company, McNair Marketing and Events.
Well, McNair Productions, Kim McNair Productions, I specialize in fundraising events, community events, charity events, new business, new product launches, and special events. My thing is being able to create your star quality event. So basically when I sit down with you, you have a vision, and I just bring that vision to life. Or you may have something that you're already doing that you just want to enhance or take up a notch. Well, that's what we do. And with the new business, just really pulling it all together and making people aware of your products and services and just doing it in a big way. But that's pretty much what we do here at McNair Productions as a event planning and marketing firm.
Well, Kim, I believe you told us about four of the ladies, and we do have time for you to tell us about the other four you're going to be honoring on what day is it again?
It is Saturday, July 23rd, 11 a.m.
All right. Tell us about the other four ladies you're going to be honoring.
Well, we have Rebecca McLean. She's an award-winning personal business coach. She's an author, a motivational speaker, and an entrepreneur. She's a game changer when it comes to business. You're talking about top business women in the community? She is a game changer, and she's also featured in People You Need to Know magazine. So
that's
Rebecca
right.
McLean is definitely leading the way when it comes down to being an entrepreneur and doing business. Another young lady we're going to be honoring is Jacqueline Moore. Now, Jacqueline is a first lady. Her husband is Bishop Moore, but she's considered a first lady within her community. She does a lot within the community with the youth in her community. I mean, when you go to Jackie's house, everyone's over there, but she is truly, truly making sure that the kids are getting where they need to go, doing what they need to do, and she's also with Georgia Power. But another key thing about Jackie, her daughter Genesis was one of our American Idol finalists in 2009.
Wow.
Right here from the south side. Yes, Genesis Moore. She got that golden ticket to Hollywood. Didn't make it all the way, but she did well, and I always try to commend and recognize her for that. Another young lady that we will be honoring is Rebecca Holland Wright. Now, Rebecca is a councilwoman for the City of Lovejoy, and she's been doing it since 2008. And Rebecca is someone that the community, I mean, they feel as though when they speak, she listens, and she gets out there in the community and makes sure she's doing what she needs to do for the residents of the City of Lovejoy. And I've heard numerous things about Rebecca and so many wonderful things that I said, you know what, we have to acknowledge her for that, because it's really, truly a gift and just great that she's doing what she's doing, getting on the ground and making it happen in the City of Lovejoy. And one other lady I'll mention is Shannon Till. Shannon is a State Farm agent in Ellenwood, and I tell you, Shannon is just a bundle of joy. When State Farm says, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, like a good neighbor, Shannon is right there, no matter what. And she's just doing some amazing things as a entrepreneur and in that community. And, I mean, she's always, what can I do? Is there anything I can do for you? Where do I need to be? So Shannon is truly, truly leading the pack when it comes to business as an entrepreneur. So these are the ladies that will be honored.
Well, Kim, it sounds like you have a superstar, stellar list of women that's going to be honored. So I'm sure it's going to be a great event. Now tell our listeners once again how people can get tickets to attend your charity brunch.
All right. They need to go to www.mcnairproductions.com. When you go onto the website, click on the upcoming events, and there's a link there, and you can reserve your seat or table to attend. If you like to, you can also call 678-583-6709, and we will assist you that way. But this is how they can get tickets and come out and be a part of this and come and network with us. We're going to have some great vendors there as well, again, showcasing the supporters, our supporters within the community, different companies that help to build our community, and we're really excited. So I'm ready.
And finally, tell our listeners how people can connect with you.
Okay. They can connect to me also by going to my website, mcnairproductions.com, or again, giving me a call, 678-583-6709. I'm right here ready to serve, to do what the things that we need to do to better our community, to better your business, and to bring that special event or that thought you have in the back of your mind to life.
All right. Well, Ms. Kim McNair, president of Kim McNair Productions, LLC, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me, and you have a great one.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Metro Atlanta's premier women who are doing great things in the area. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another spectacular job. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.